Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The first thing I need to do is apologize to the family of the lady whose car ended up in Freshwater Lagoon a couple of years ago with her in it. The statement was meant to be tongue-in-cheek, but didn't come out that way. I would never intentionally cause any distress, especially in a sensitive situation like this. Thanks to Angie from KINS and Roy from the coroner's office for their gentle way of bringing it to my attention. I really am trying to water my lawn and surrounding greenery in constructive ways to save water. I read that those living in Glendora, down by L.A., have been instructed by the state to cut back on watering, but city ordinances require they keep the lawns green and the shrubbery in good shape as well. What is one to do? Forest fires are extremely violent. I may have talked about this in the past, but I will do it again to refresh our memories. I was 18 and 19, working in Mutual Plywood's mill at Fairhaven. Our company, Timberland, had a big fire, and they asked for volunteers to go fight it. Several of us college students jumped at the chance. Oh, it'll be great fun, we thought. Wrong. We got up there in the dark of night, and looking down into the canyon was an awesome sight. The fire was picking up logs and throwing them up into the air. Well, we were assigned to a crew, and one of the old guys, about 40, I think, was made chief. I heard the big boss specifically tell him not to take us across the canyon. Well, he saw a little fire over there, and down and across we went. The fire was up in a tree, and we couldn't do anything about it anyway. In the meantime, the main fire roared down the gully and stranded us. We ran down the gully, carrying a different old guy. He was about 45, too. We did get out, obviously, but I never had any use for that so-called chief again. I have great respect for firefighters and their support crews. One time, my friend Vern and I were coming home from hunting trip to South Fork Mountain. It was midweek, and most of the hunters had gone home. We stopped at Buck Springs, just up the road from the racetrack, for some ice-cold spring water. We noticed some smoke rising from the ground in a camp area. Sure enough, a root had caught fire. We poured lots of buckets of water on the unseen fire and hustled down to the ranger station at Mad River and reported it. I'm sure those hunters who had camped at Buck Springs thought they were being careful, too. My ex-brother-in-law had some property up on Friday Ridge out of Willow Creek, and the same thing happened to him, only about 50 times worse. He had to hire crews with earth-moving equipment to come and dig up the whole area. Fortunately, it had been cleared pretty thoroughly. Cost him a bundle, though. Well, as Smokey Bear says, only you can prevent wildfires and forest fires, so be careful out there. One time at Trinity Lake, we were going up a road on the side of a deep canyon and saw lightning strike a tree across the canyon. An awesome sight. So, in closing, I'll say, Mother Nature might start one, but you'd better not. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.